when we go back to the foundation of things, sin entered into the world. Okay? You can blame Eve. You know, she got deceived into it all. Well, you know, Adam did with his eyes wide open. Okay?
That's right.
All right? All right. So we can go blame, oh, Eve started out. That woman's fault. Well, all Adam had to do is say, but see, he loved the woman. This is the guy's trouble. Okay? Is we love the women that God puts into our life, and then we love how they make us feel, how they make us feel good, and they become partially our God. And so he had to choose between the God in the horizontal that God gave him the gift, right? Or the God of heaven. And he goes, I don't want to lose her. I don't want to lose this wife. Because if it's not going to go good. And he gave in, eyes wide open. And when that happened, the world's made subject to corruption. Scripture says the world's made subject to corruption. Sin entered into mankind and said, you will not live forever. So they said, you will surely die if you eat the tree good and evil. Sometimes we miss this up. We say, well, God's promise didn't come true. He said, you'll surely die. And Adam didn't just die right then. Yeah, death entered into him. People get AIDS and you say, you're a dead man. Somebody on death row, dead man walking, right? You're as good as dead. Okay, you're as good as dead. You know, your time's going to come. Well, Adam's time originally was never going to come, and then it came. That death, that cancer entered into him that caused him to die at some point. Go ahead.
It's a spiritual death.
And that was the physical death we're talking about. But there's also the physical death entered into him. Okay, the spiritual death also did. Okay, the spiritual death also did, and the sin entered into the world. So every problem we face in the world is from sin. And the corruption, the sin in the corruption of the world, and it's either somebody else's sin, because somebody else is being a sinner, and because they're not overflowing with the fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control, they're not overflowing with it. When they enter into our space, they're not showing love and kindness, but they're giving us some messed up stuff. And so then we get into, we miss the not about you, not about God, but it's about God thing. And then we go, expectations, all right? We have an expectation that we're supposed to be able to go through this life and not be negatively impacted by other people's sin. Where did you get that one? Where did you get that one that you're above having to be impacted by other people's sin? It's a totally false view, and every part of you knows it's a false view, but whenever you get impacted by other people's sin, there's a natural inclination to fight against it. Hey, I'm not supposed to have to deal with this. Why not? Did Jesus deal with it? Yeah. How much? All the time in every way. So, but I shouldn't have to, so Jesus did. He became a brother like us in every way. He suffered through it. And so when you're suffering through it, you go to Jesus and say, you went through this for me? You went through for me on purpose what I would never go through if I could get out of it. On purpose, because you love me that much. And you go from your pity party about yourself and feeling all bad about the way you're being treated to realizing how much you were loved. It's all up here. Because what you're doing is you're taking the lie that you created for yourself on how life is supposed to be, the false expectation of how life's supposed to be, and you brought it into truth. In this world, you will have much trouble, but take heart, I've overcome the world. The overcoming happens as you convert the thought from being messed with to being, I guess when I'm pushed on, I can get stronger. And Jesus, you went through this for me. You went through it for me. You love me that much. This really hurts. How could you love me that much? How could you love me that much to go through that for me? We don't know what the pain is like until we actually feel it. And we feel a little bit of our pain. That's what Jesus did for you, because he loves you that much. And he cares for you that much. And if you don't feel loved, it's your fault, because you're not taking the time and the mental effort to go to the truth and seek the truth. And Jesus says, I am the truth. And so we come to Jesus. We come to Jesus. We come to Jesus. And that's what he wants us to do throughout our life. Love God. Love others. We come to Jesus and we give him glory.